This is AgriPulse Drought Time for Thursday, June 4th, brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nelly. Well, the Department of Agriculture and related agencies are working to evaluate and contain a case of New World screwworm in Texas. Colin Woodall, CEO of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says this situation is not like 2003 and the BSE crisis.
No, it's not. And that's because we are talking about a pest that we are prepared to fight back against. It has no impact on the beef supply. It has no impact on the quality of beef. It is an animal health issue, and we have had over a year and a half now to prepare. We're ready to go, and as we sit here today, 12 hours in, everything is responding the way that we expected it.
Woodall says the fly's life cycle is simple and predictable.
Yeah, so the New World screwworm is a variation of a botfly. It is one that once it lays its eggs, the eggs hatch within anywhere from 14 to 15 hours. It's a pretty quick life cycle, which is what makes it so scary. Because you could be with your cattle on a Tuesday and not have a problem, but on Wednesday you very well could have, because once those eggs hatch, the larva immediately starts to bore into the host. And then when they have fed enough, they crawl back out, get into the soil, pupate, and the life cycle starts again. But the one thing that we have going for us is that the female only mates once in her life cycle. So that's where the sterile insect technology, the same technology we used to eradicate screwworms back in the 60s, is going to be our savior again this time around, because it still works.
Woodall says the key to eliminating the pest today is the production and distribution of sterile flies.
The work that's being done to give us the tools is at full throttle right now. So as I mentioned, we need about 500 million sterile flies to be produced every week and to be put out into the wild. There are 100 million that are currently being produced in the facility in Panama. There is a facility in Mexico that will start to come online here within probably the next month, where they will ramp up to ultimately 100 million flies a week by this fall. And in the facility in South Texas that USDA is constructing, it looks like by late 2027, it will also have production coming forward. So this is going to be one that's going to last several months, if not a couple of years, but we're already taking the steps in order to have the production needed to push back.
Unfortunately, Woodall says resolving the situation likely will not be short-lived.
This is not a health issue. It is not a food safety issue. This is purely an animal health issue. This is a parasite like so many of the other parasites that we deal with, and it's a matter of treating the parasites that we have with the materials, the products that we have, to stop them, kill them, and heal the cattle. This is not going to have an impact on the beef supply, the safety of beef, or the quality of beef, which is really good news for us as beef producers. So we don't want that hit, given just how good demand is right now for our product.
In Washington today, House Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins spent time and testimony before the House Agriculture Committee. Rollins sparred with Democratic members on challenging issues, that including glyphosate, food aid, and the USDA reorganization. Rollins told the committee that glyphosate is safe when used correctly and warned that moving away from it overnight would, quote, completely destroy our food supply system in the country. The safety of the herbicide is the focus of intense debate in Congress and across the U.S., the Environmental Protection Agency deeming glyphosate as not likely to be carcinogenic, but is currently reviewing its position in response to a court order. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chop Nellie.